This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would ban TikTok in this country unless the company was sold to Americans. Chinese national security laws require Chinese-owned companies to assist the government in intelligence gathering. But Lathan Watts reminds us that our own government has also been engaging in censorship and surveillance of U.S. citizens. That is why he wonders if putting TikTok under American ownership would merely be an example of jumping out of the wok and into the fire. He cites two recent Supreme Court cases that illustrate his concerns. The first is Murphy versus Missouri. The Biden administration is accused of a coordinated campaign to force social media companies to censor what the government deemed as misinformation. During the oral arguments, one Supreme Court justice announced to the attorneys that her biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government. The other case is NRA versus Vullo, which involves the state of New York using its power to force banks and insurance companies to deny services to the National Rifle Association. Perhaps you don't see any problem with that action. Would you feel differently if another state encouraged financial institutions to deny services to the ACLU or Greenpeace? 1 week prior to the Supreme Court hearings, a U.S. House subcommittee documented how the Treasury Department colluded with America's largest banks to monitor customer financial transactions. The suggested criteria include transactions with stores like Cabela's and the purchase of religious texts. All of this illustrates the authoritarian impulses we see in America. That is why he and I wonder if transferring TikTok ownership to Americans would merely be jumping from the wok into the fire. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.